Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Steve Braun. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Steve Bry. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Hall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Tom Hall. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bart Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bart Johnson. And now, play ball. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bry throws the ball into Carew, who tags Williams, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards short. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun strikes out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan strikes out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bry. Morales reaches second base with a double. Egan moves to third. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. One out. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew bunts towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nettles moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Nettles moves to third. Carew moves to second. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nettles tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Braun fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lueber now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-1 in the game. Egan takes first base on ball 4. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Morales hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Morales reaches second base with a double. Egan moves to third. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Egan scores. Morales moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bob Gebhardt now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Braun fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt pinch hits for Bob Gebhardt. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt takes first base on ball 4. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nettles strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Holt moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Holt moves to third. Carew moves to second. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Hadel now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Reichardt takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bry takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Bry moves to second. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitterwald strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar pinch hits for Hal Hadel. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is hit by the pitch. Bry moves to third. Soderholm moves to second. Harmon Killebrew pinch hits for Jim Nettles. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cesar Tovar now playing center field. Ray Corbin now pitching. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Braun scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Terry Forster now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Thomas pinch hits for Rich Reese. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Oliva moves to third. Steve Keeley now pitching. Leo Cardenas pinch hits for Steve Braun. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards first. May fields it and throws to home to get Oliva. Thomas moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Thomas now playing first base. Leo Cardenas now playing shortstop. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McKinney takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Soderholm hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Reichardt strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. May steals second. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Egan strikes out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Morales is walked intentionally. Steve Keeley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks, McKinney hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson pinch hits for Ray Corbin. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney misplays the ball. That's an error on McKinney. Thompson moves to third. Carew moves to second. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. Thompson scores. Carew moves to third. One out. It's 6-2, White Sox. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carew scores. Thomas moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, White Sox. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.